Hi, this is Pete Brown coming at you from PDC 09, and I'm here with Tor Langlo and Robbie Ingebretsen. We have some pretty cool WPF stuff to show here, so why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about the application you built.
Okay. I'm Robbie Ingebretsen, and I'm a consultant, actually, on this project, but I've been working on this for about a year with Tor.
And I'm Tor Langlo. I work for Coda Software, representing Langlo. I've been working on this project since PDC 2005.
Wow, okay, so long term, cool.
Yeah.
So what is this application that we're going to see? And tell me a little bit about kind of what drove you guys to build it and some of the process there.
Well, I came here at PDC 05 to find a new architecture for an application suite that Langlo is using. The application basically allows consumers to create their own custom walk-in closets, wall closets, sliding mirror doors, etc.
Very cool.
So I can give you my perspective on it because I had to come up to speed on it. So so Langlo is a company in Norway that produces furniture, and one of their, I guess, premier products is they have a closet line, and the idea behind a closet is it's like a closet you install aftermarket. So if you wanted to turn like a nook in your house into a closet, you would buy, you know, this stuff from them. So this application, if you were to go, like the equivalent here is you go to Home Depot or something and you would tell somebody that you want to design this closet. So then they would sit down with you at a computer and use this software to kind of go through what's a relatively technical process of designing this, you know, this closet from scratch.
Great.
And so the idea behind the software was to take something that was in the past like a technical and a relatively difficult task for somebody to go through, and it was all done on paper, and make that something that was electronic, so it's more precise, and, you know, they eliminate errors, and also just overall make it a much more, I guess, enjoyable experience for the guy who's buying the closet, as well as the guy who's selling the closet, like the guy at Home Depot.
And so this process used to be, you know, go and you just have tons and tons of choices, and you're going to take one from column A and one from column B and stuff, and you guys have gone in and come up with a way to make this 3D and friendly for folks to use without having to be, you know, an expert in, you know, 3ds Max or something like that.
Right, and beyond that, give you the ability to, like, visualize what it is you're buying, too, because in the past it was all, you know, paper forms.
Yeah, Langlo's idea is a custom-made product, but in order to present a custom-made product using paper and pencil or physical components, you either... it takes a long time for the salesperson to show the customer that, or it's very expensive to install enough displays of the products in the store to make it obvious to the consumer and user what their choices are. So by putting this in software, virtualizing it, they can do it themselves in no time. Speed is important.
And they see what they're getting, which I think is really important.
So why WPF guys?
The .NET framework was something that really intrigued me. And this is quite a time ago now, 5, 6, 7 years ago. So that was a good thing. And then when I saw WPF with 3D, that was what made the choice simple. I explored many other 3D possibilities and didn't like them as much.
So how are folks getting this out to their desktops? Like, what's the deployment model for this application?
We have two alternative deployment models. It's either a ClickOnce application that Langlo uses in-house or corporate in full trust. And then the other alternative is XBabs, which runs in partial trust. And that has allowed us to deploy the application to our customers without many questions about security and trust and so on.
So they trust the XBAP model of deployment, and that's there just to give you a lower friction way of getting that out to their machine.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We didn't have any problems at all. We had a few emails, questions coming back about what is XBAP, and we explained, you know, how that works and how that's different from traditional technologies like ActiveX, and that they didn't have any issues or didn't have anything to worry about. They just put the app on in the browser and run one click, two click.
Very cool. So we're going to take a look at it in just a second here, but... So what you're saying is you have a WPF application, it runs in the browser, and it's doing 3D.
That is correct, yeah.
All right, so we have to take a look at this, so let's see what we've got. All right, so what are we looking at here?
Okay, so this is the app, and this is what would be running. So imagine that in a lot of cases they're going to have like a big screen TV or something that will just be running all the time. So we wanted the main page to be really visual and be something that would attract attention when they walk in. So
you know, photos obviously are really visual. So the first thing you see is a big photo, and it rotates through too. So you can, if you click on it, it forces a rotation. So Great. These photos are constantly rotating through.
So this is kind of a fun side note about it, is we're in the process of translating this still, but we're translating from Norwegian to English.
Oh, awesome.
So you'll see a lot of Norwegian in the app still. So we've got to localize it to English.
Great, great.
Not only English.
Yeah, that's but, Swedish.
That's right? A good start.
Yeah.
We don't usually have that problem, so we're, yeah. That's pretty good. All right.
Okay, so if I'm a salesperson and Robbie is my customer, I'm going to take him into our photo gallery and show him some of the products there. So here we are. It's basically the same stream, but now you can also drill down the photos by type of product or type of finish on the product. So we could go to walk-in closets, and we only see photos that have walk-in closets in there. And we can go and say we only want birch closets.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they're nice.
With lots of clothes, and it's well organized.
My wife would love that.
European style.
That's what my wife gets out of this too, hopefully. We're going to try to arrange for a closet at the end of this deal.
Right, right. We'll work for storage.
Yeah. And this one here, it has three sliding doors with birch finish, a clear mirror door, and an organizing system behind. So, what do you think about this?
I like it. Let's
order. Should we
take a look at that? So, what we can do here is we can click this button in this foreign language that says, take me to the designer. And here we are inside the designer.
So, now this is the guts of the app, by the way. This is the thing that makes everybody's job way easier, is having this design surface for creating the closet.
And it looks pretty 2D, but this is 3D. All I have to do is to click the right mouse button and do a little rotation, and you can see that we really have 3D here. This is WPF 3D.
Sweet.
Long time in the works,
yeah.
But it's it was just unbelievable how easy it was to do once we had all the data and all the infrastructure in place under the hood.
So I think that's worth talking about too, actually. I think one of the really cool things about, well, two cool things about the 3D. One is this runs in a browser. So like we said, there's an XBAP version of it.
So, you know, we have true 3D running in IE or Firefox or whatever.
Great.
The other thing, though, is that all of the 3D is being generated on the fly. So all we store in the database, we're not storing meshes or anything. In the database, we're storing measurements. And so all of the, and you know, and information about veneers and stuff. So all that, all this gets generated on the fly. And you should talk about.
So there's no place I would go into in the database and I would see X number of triangles or anything like that that represents these. All that stuff is coming right out of measurements, and you're generating all this 3D on the fly.
Yeah. This is not designed in some external 3D tool like Maya or anything else. This is all driven by our own data. So we have taken an abstract product and defined the width and the height, the number of customizations you can do to it.
Very cool.
And so there's a constraint system, etc., and a hierarchical system of product information. We take that, and then we have high-level business classes on top of it, and we have high-level 3D classes on top of that, so that we can very easily create the 3D geometry that we need for the product.
We should show like a basket or something. Like some of the 3D is pretty complex.
So you want to customize this a little bit, I presume, right? So let's change it around a little bit. So first we drill into the door front. And I know you pretty well, Robbie, so I think you're going to want a sapphire door instead of the Acer door. And I think you want some panels there. And maybe you want a darker.
And so you have graphics for all the different materials and stuff in here, and you just apply them right to your
right.
Shapes that you create, right?
Yeah, we have SAML resources that define all of our product finishes that we use here.
Is that a selection rectangle I see right around
the there? Blue one is a selection rectangle, so everything is selectable here, down to...
That selection is a 3D object, though, by the way, so rotate it so you can see that. So you can see the selection's a 3D
Beautiful.
Object.
Yeah.
Isn't that
awesome.
Cool?
That is awesome.
Yeah. And if we get lost here, there's a reset button that just takes you back to where you were. So
Perfect.
This shows how we've done our very best to make what otherwise would be a complicated 3D environment fairly simple to use. It's something that we've learned from other 3D environments that it's hard to get lost, and
Every time I used to, when I started off doing 3D, every time I would go, I would either zoom in too far and I'd be inside the mesh and like, where am I? Or I'd be like pointing up at that weird position at the top that you can never get out of. So yeah.
So that
was actually a big goal, is making this something that anybody could just sit down and start using. But that, you know, there's also a lot of sophisticated stuff you can do with this. So we kind of wanted this. We wanted a UI where you could immediately be productive, but then as you use it more, you become more adept and you, you know, kind of learn the features that allow you to be a really sophisticated user and do, you know, advanced stuff.
Very nice.
As we customize the product, the price down here updates in real time. And this is in Norwegian currency, so if you don't know what this is in dollars, you have to divide by 5 or 6 or something like that. We're going to go into the organizing system and also change that to the dark cherry product finish. And now we can select the left side and change that to a different model. So this is kind of a template system for our sections of the organizer. So we can take this one. And now I've selected one drawer, and we have a little simulate button up here. So this is something we're working on. We're going to make much more advanced in the future, where you can animate the things that are animatable in real life.
Did you get that? We should click it.
Yeah, we should click that.
We can rotate it a little bit like this, so you can see what happens. So, you know, it's trivial per se, but to the user, it shows.
Very cool. Yeah.
So what are you storing that enables you to be able to figure out how something moves and like, you know, that you pull a drawer out, or is it you just know it's a drawer and drawers go out?
The animations are coded.
Okay.
So we do that in code.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that it couldn't be.
But you've got metadata that says this is a drawer and drawers can are on track.
Drawers behave like this.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So if it was like a pull out bin or something, you would get a different. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And I see there's some wireframe baskets down there too.
Yes. And if you don't like those, we have an upscale version of those.
And so
that's real 3D too, though. So we're generating the wire meshes on all of those, including like if you zoom in on it, you can see there's curves and it's like each wire is actually its own 3D object.
Yeah, it's not just a map with some transparency on or something. That's a real high fidelity 3D shape.
Yeah, there it is. That's sweet, right?
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that is a significant number of triangles that are being pushed around here too. So.
But not more than necessary.
Yeah.
We've spent some time optimizing this so that we have a pretty good balance between performance and features. Okay, if we're happy with this, and we could customize this to a much higher degree, but let's say we're happy with this. So we have an organizer, we have a sliding door front, and as a whole, a wall closet. We have a description of it here, technical description, and this is mostly, you know, for those who really need to know more than the first level.
And this is because one thing to keep in mind from a usability perspective is people are making this transition from where they were doing this all on paper. So the guys who knew what they were doing on paper, we wanted to give them something that would feel comfortable to them because they, you know, kind of have this process of verifying the text, you know, making sure.
Yep.
So we wanted to give them a technical description of what's going on in a way that would relate to them.
And then what happens to all this? You know, we've gone through this. You decided on what you want to build. What happens from there?
Well, so do you want to order it, right?
Yeah.
So we click Next. That's a new order. And we're over on a sales quote. And we need to put in the information. So
we've gone from 3D to kind of typical forms type application stuff here, right?
Yeah, so one thing about this form is, this is just an interesting design detail, we wanted to make it feel like a form, you know, again, like these are people that are used to doing this on paper, so we wanted to make it feel like paper.
Yeah, it's very attractive.
Yeah. We have a single item here, which is the closet. We could add more items and go back into the 3D designer and do those if we wanted to do that. We have a print feature.
This is a flow document. It's generated on the fly, so we're using all the WPF
printer stuff. Okay. So you got graphics from the application.
Yeah.
Specifications over there. Excellent. So then they print this out, and are you submitting the order electronically, or they take the paper with them, or?
Well, It's a very good question, because what they've been doing for, I think, almost 20 years now is printing out or writing on paper and faxing it to the manufacturer.
Right.
So as of this year, we're transitioning all of our customers over to doing electronic ordering.
Great.
And it's great for everybody. So we'll go back here and click on submit. And it says requisition number required. Requisition number is just a code for order number. So yeah. Many of the stores want themselves to put in an ID before they send it to LineGlobe. So
a little bit of validation there. Okay.
So we'll just type in 123.
I think that's how most people get past validation. Space or 123 or something.
We could have done 0000. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is a little confirmation before they actually send the order to LineGlobe. We'll say yes.
So then we're done.
It's gone.
So now I've ordered my closet.
Excellent. Thanks, Tor.
Cool. Thank you very much, guys. That is an awesome application. So, what's next for you guys?
Well, actually, we're doing some really fun stuff. We're continuing to build out the Lingo suite of products, so to speak. This is the version that the resellers are using. We're also thinking about maybe creating a version for consumers. The other thing is internally, there's a bunch of software, including some factory automation stuff, and so kind of WPF, Silverlight suite of applications. I think it's been real successful for LangLum, the technology so far.
There's a lot of work to be done still, and the next thing is what we call LangLum Logistics, which is on the manufacturing side, where we're going to take the same 3D technology down on the manufacturing floor, where they're making the doors and the closets. So a very fun project, big challenge, but it's also a part of the big suite of applications that we're building here. We've thought out how we want this to work for a long time. It's kind of interesting. The first applications we did a long time ago lasted for 5 years. The second generation lasted for about 10 years. So I knew that this time it'll probably last, you know, or should last twice as long as that. So we're building this for at least 20-year time frame.
Wow, great. All right, this is awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
Thank you.